Blog Talk Radio. preaching the message name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, our Master and our Savior, our Elohim and our Redeemer, the lover of our soul and the rock of our faith. I want to welcome everybody out to Yah's Global Kingdom Ministry. I am Brother Miles, and we are in day six, our day six celebration. We have two more days of the Feast of, well, actually one more day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Tomorrow evening, and then Saturday evening will be the eighth day service. So we pray that everybody is in attendance. I am rewriting the eighth day service, the one that you have. I will send out a new one, but I'm rewriting it because I want to do the wedding feast, and I want to do the cup of salvation, and then I also want to do a communion service on that day. So we'll have all three of those incorporated so that we're in observance of the ingathering, the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we do a communion service where we are partaking of the body and the blood of Mashiach in remembrance of him, because he says, as often as you do this, do it in what? Remembrance of him. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people think that that's only for Passover, but Passover is given, we're given a specific day and time to do Passover. But when it comes to this Messiah, the scripture just says what? As often as you do it. Doesn't give a day and a time that it has to be done. And our people have tried to just tie it to Passover, but it is, as the scripture says, as often as you do it. Just do it in remembrance of him. So we have our reader for this evening is Sister Denise, and I don't think there's a congregational reading in this daytime service. No, there's only the reader, and so that'll be Sister Denise on this evening. So I want to go ahead and I want the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads, wherever you may be, whether you're in Blog Talk or Pal Talk on the internet in general, wherever you may be joining us from, we greet you in the only name whereby we must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach or Jesus the Christ. Let us bow our heads. Who is like unto you, Yah, among the mighty ones, glorious in holiness, awesome in praises, doing wonders? Blessed are you, Yah. May your great name be blessed forever and for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yah, King of the universe, who has commanded us to dwell in Sukkot, or temporary booth.
May it be your will, O Yah, Elohim, of our fathers, to cause your divine Ruach to dwell in our midst. Spread over us your shelter of Salam, and encircle us with your majesty, glorious. We thank you for your presence with us, as Yeshua says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Keep us mindful and watch for the hour of your return, when we shall tabernacle with you forever in your holy city, the New Jerusalem.
Blessed, glorified, exalted, and to be praised, uplifted, honored, adored, and extolled be the name of Yah. Blessed be he above all blessings and hymns, praises, and consolations which we utter. Amen. May there be peace in the world, and let the congregation say, Amen.
Amen.
Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Bless his glorious name forever, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Our scripture readings for this evening are Psalms chapter 132, verses 7 through 18. Psalm 132, verses 7 through 18. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Yah, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let the priest be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Yah has sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne, if thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon the throne forevermore. For Yah has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding of his word in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
We are reminded as we dwell in Sukkot, in temporary booths, that we have no permanent dwelling place here on the earth, but are strangers and pilgrims in a foreign land, waiting for the establishment of that greater tabernacle, which all the patriarchs awaited, whose builder and maker is Elohim. We await the greater manifestation of his glory as he promised. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple, this tabernacle, with glory. The glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former, and in this place I will give peace. Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. Thus saith Yah, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 3. I will set my sanctuary in their midst forever. My dwelling place also will be with them. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 26 and 27. Yah's host will reign on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, and his glory will be before his elders. Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 23. The four species, through you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandment and in the blood of Yeshua, our Messiah, and the commandment and commanded us to raise up the lulav. The lulav is made up of four types of plants, common in Israel, representing... representing four types of soil into which the word is sown. Etrog, a tiny citrus which tastes and smells sweet and represents those who know the truth and do it. Lulav, the palm branch which has sweet fruit but no perfume and represents those who know the truth and don't do it. Hadassim, three myrtle twigs that smells beautiful but have no taste and represents those who do good deeds without knowing the truth. And the Aravat, the two willow branches which have no taste and no smell and represent those who don't have the truth or any good deeds in their life. The Hashanah prayers.
We are ready and prepared to fulfill your commandment. Our Creator, Elohim, who has commanded us in his word. On the first day, you shall take for yourself the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, limbs of leafy trees, myrrh and water willows, and you shall rejoice before Yah, your Elohim, for 7 days.
The Holy One, blessed be he, gave this precious commandment to us in order that we may rejoice before him with the lavalim, or lubalim, according to the ancient custom of one who has just received a verdict of innocence, joyfully departs, waving his banner from the presence of his judge, when the Creator judges the world and pronounces his verdict on those who stand before him blameless. Then the trees of wood, the planting of Yah, will rejoice before him.
And well, you shall go.
Go ahead. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 12. Go ahead.
For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
And we will have the blowing of the shofar. So if you will read each direction for facing?
Great and mighty is Yah, Elohim of hosts. He alone is king over all the earth. Shalom.
Hold on. Next one.
He is my victory and my shield. In him I will have no fear. His glory and his power surround and preserve me. Behold, Yah, my Elohim, has become my salvation. His grace is towards all who believe and call upon his name. In him will we trust. In him will we be justified. In him will we become more than conquerors. Surely I will dwell in the house of Yah forever. Goodness and mercy shall preserve me all the days of my life. Blessed be Yah forever. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen.
My bad. All right, amen. If you will now get your grape juice. And you may go ahead and proceed, Sister Denise. Whatever you are prepared.
Behold, Elohim is my unfailing help. I will trust and not be afraid. Yah is my strength and my song. Yah is my deliverer.
Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Yah alone is our help. May Elohim bless our people. Yah, ruler of the universe, is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our protection. Selah, light and joy, gladness and honor for all Elohim's people. So may we be blessed.
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yah.
Hallelujah. And you may drink the grape juice now. And let us give our Elohim a hand cup of praise for the cup of salvation. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Father. We just glorify you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There is no Elohim like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory.
Yes.
Our reading, Ezekiel chapter 37, starting in verse 15. And the word of Yah came again unto me, saying, Moreover, son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it, for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it, for Joseph and the stick of Ephraim, for all the house of Israel, his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, Thus saith Yah Elohim, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And the stick whereupon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. Wherefore, remember that you being in times past, Gentiles who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh, made by hand, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without Elohim in the world. But now in Yeshua HaMashiach, you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Mashiach. And let us do our thanksgiving song.
Thank you.
before we close out on this evening, I want to remind everybody of the morning service, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow evening, we will have the seventh day of Tabernacles. The eighth day is a solemn assembly, so the service will remain the same for Friday. And then Saturday, we will have the eighth day service, which will be an extended service for all of us. And I will send out more instructions, but you will need unleavened bread and leavened bread for that particular service. So you need a piece of leavened bread for the marriage supper of the Lamb, the toast to that, and you will need unleavened bread for communion. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So we're going to need both on that day. Also, check your email. I sent out an email to the community. I bought some software, the same software that I use for my Bible study, Sword Searcher. I am making it free to the members who are tithe-paying members. So I bought enough licenses to cover all the tithe-paying members. So if you go to, if you look at that email, it'll give you a link to the software. It will only install on a Windows computer. It won't install on your tablet. Okay?
Windows computer.
So you need like a laptop or a desktop computer.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be Windows. It'll install on. It won't install on a Mac. And go ahead and download it. You know, double click on it. I put the instructions in there. And then email me, letting me know that you've done it, and I will send you the license key that you will need to install it. Okay?
Gotcha.
But I'm only sending it to current tithe paying members. Only available to active members. Okay, so even though everybody in the community got the link, not everybody in the community is paying tithes. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, they can download it, but they won't be able to install it without this license. If they want to purchase it from, you know, the company, then by all means, they are free to purchase a license from the company, but I'm providing that license free of charge to current tithe paying members. All right. That being said, let us bow our heads and close in prayer. He who makes peace in the celestial heights, make peace for us and for all Israel. And let the congregation say, amen.
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 May the author and finisher of our faith keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you. I can't love you like the Most High loves you, Saint. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. Happy Feast of Tabernacles, day 6.
Amen. Amen.
Shalom.
Amen. Shalom. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Have a good evening.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Amen. Amen.